Hello, everybody. This is Wolfman Mike, and this is the 70s versus the 80s podcast, brought to you today by absolutely nobody. This is completely free content. Today is another crazy clip show. This is the kind of show where you hear all the music clips that you've heard a million times before, you know and love, but you hear them in a totally different context. And today's show is titled Yacht Rock versus Hair Metal Softball Tournament, and it's crazy. So basically the basis of this is at the 70s versus 80s softball modern complex, we're going to have all the old school rock stars, rap stars, disco stars are all going to meet for a softball tournament. The idea being that you may have forgotten a lot of these songs, so maybe this will give you the inspiration to go back and stream that song that, oh yeah, I totally forgot all about that song. So let's take you right down to all the action. Everybody, this is Wolfman Mike. And you can tell there's plenty of excitement down here as I am at the brand new state-of-the-art 70s versus the 80s softball complex. And yes, all eight fields have action on them right now. We have every player mic'd up with earbuds on so we can talk to them as we're playing. I'm going to throw it down to my co-host, Awesome Augie. He's down there on field number 5 as there's a very exciting game going on between Yacht Rock and the singer-songwriters.
Thank you, Wolfman Mike. Yes, this is Awesome Augie, and I'm down here on field number 5. This is an exciting game between the Yacht Rockers and the old school singer-songwriters. Now, the game is tied in the bottom of the 9th, and Meatloaf is up to bat. Meatloaf, you've already got a couple hits today. How does that make you feel?
Now, don't be sad, cause two out of three.
You are darn right, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now there's a full count on Meatloaf, and here comes the pitch. Whoa, and Meatloaf just smashes that ball. That ball's going back way deep. It's going way over center fielder Christopher Cross's head. Christopher Cross has given up. He's not even chasing the ball anymore. Christopher Cross, where's that ball going? That's right, Christopher Cross. That's way out of here. There's no reason to keep chasing after that one. Meanwhile, I don't think Meatloaf even knows he hit a home run. He's racing around the bases like he's in that one old Meatloaf song.
And there it is, a line shot up the middle. Look at him go. This boy can really fly. He's rounding first and really turning it on now. He's not letting up at all. He's going to drive to second.
Okay, Meatloaf, you can slow down. That's a home run. Okay, he's starting to slow down now. Christopher Cross, did you happen to see where that ball landed? Whoa! Between the moon and New York City was right. That ball was hit a mile. Meatloaf, can we have a word with your winning hit? Now that you have the winning hit, can you at least wash your jock strap? You know, the one you feel is so lucky that you haven't washed it since high school?
I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
Thank you for that reporting on Meatloaf and all his intimate details of his game there, Awesome Augie. But I'm down here with left fielder Jerry Rafferty, who played for the Yacht Rock team. And what you might not know is he's really good friends with Carol King, and she was his opponent today as she played on the singer-songwriter team. And Jerry Rafferty, your good friend Carol King smashed a line drive over your head. What would you like to say to her about that?
It's been
Yes, I agree, Carol King. You crushed that right down the foul line, and that was easily a double, but I noticed you stopped at first base, and you didn't run any farther, and you could have made it to second base easily. Why didn't you go to second base, Carol King?
So far away, does isn't anybody staying in one place anymore.
Okay, but I mean, you signed up for a softball tournament, so you must have knew there'd be some running involved. I mean, you're certainly in good enough shape for it. And speaking about being in great shape, I mean, Jerry Rafferty, I've never seen you look so good. I mean, can I ask you what your secret is? And can you tell me in third person? I think it's so badass when you do that.
He's got this dream of going to buy some land. He's gonna give up the booze and the one-night stands. And then he'll settle down in some quiet little town. Forget about everything.
Oh, I'm sorry for breaking the fourth wall here, but that's like my favorite rock lyric of all time.
Okay, Mike, this is Awesome Augie, and while you're over there geeking out with Carole King and Jerry Rafferty, I happen to have Neil Diamond over here.
Neil Diamond, okay, I have to ask you this question. You had bases loaded, and you had three balls and zero strikes against you, yet you swung at a pitch out of the strike zone and grounded into a double play to end the inning. Why didn't you just take the walk there when that would have put your team in the lead? Why didn't you just take the walk there, Neil Diamond?
Talks, but it don't sing and dance and it don't walk.
Okay, you don't walk, but all you needed was a walk there.
Don't walk.
Okay, I get it. You don't walk. Another thing I noticed is everybody else is wearing Under Armour shorts or running shorts, and you're wearing jean shorts or jorts, as we like to call them. What's up with that?
Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
Well, okay, I'll say those blue jeans are really working for you. But Neil Diamond, you're supposed to be the manager of the team, and you're sitting here in the dugout with all these cards spread out in front of you. What's up with that?
I'll be what I am, a solitary man.
Oh, well, in that case, if you're playing solitary, why don't you just play the seven right there, the jack right there, and the queen right there.
Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby.
Okay, what's more important to you anyways, playing softball or playing solitary?
Solitary.
I hate to interrupt Awesome Augie, but this is Wolfman Mike, and I'm over here at field number 7 where the disco team is desperately trying to stay alive against the old school rap team. That's right, Barry Gibb is up to bat, and they are down by a run, and he's got an 0-2 count against him, and he has fouled off 18 pitches in a row. Yes, that's right, 18 pitches in a row. Barry Gibb, what are you trying to accomplish at this at bat? Barry Gibb just fouled off another pitch. Okay, well, it's obvious this at-bat's going to take a while, so I'm waiting for that. I'm going to go into the old-school rap dugout and speak to Ad Rock of the Beastie Boys. Ad Rock, your team is doing really well today, and that's surprising because I know your manager disappeared and left halfway through the game. What can you tell me about that? And there you have it. Barry Gibb just hit a long, long fly ball to center field. Skilo is at the wall for the old school rap team. He's got his glove stretched as high as he can. And oh, the ball just goes barely inches over his glove. It's too bad, because if he would have caught that, the old school rap team would have won. Skilo, it's too bad. It just seems like that ball was just a few inches over the top of you. What do you have to say about that?
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She could be don't know me, but yo, she's really fine.
At this date and time, could somebody please get Skilo an iPhone so he could call his girl? I mean, I can't believe he doesn't have one yet. It doesn't matter. I'm going to throw it over to Awesome Augie. Awesome Augie, where are you and what is happening?
Thanks, Wolfman Mike. I'm right next door over at field number 8, where the pop stars are playing against the actors who wanted to have a singing career. Boy, they really need to get a shorter team name, I believe. Eddie Murphy, I notice you don't have anybody playing right field. All I can see is a fielder's glove laying out in the grass there. Wait a minute, is that your girlfriend playing right field? Is she going potty again? Eddie, I don't even believe you have a girlfriend. Every time I see you, you have a sweater hanging on the back of a chair and I ask you where your girlfriend is and you say she's in the potty again. I mean, what kind of person has to go to potty that much? Ah, when we were kids, we really did sing it that way. My girl wants to potty all the time. Now I'm looking into the dugout of the actors that wanted to be singers, and I can see Bruce Willis has passed out. Or should we call him the Return of Bruno, since that's what he wanted his rock group's name to be. Anyways, Don Johnson's taking his pulse. Don Johnson, what are you doing? And I bet you guys forgot all about that Don Johnson song, didn't you? Or at least you wish you forgot about it. Oh wait, Joni Mitchell is on the other side of the fence. She lost her credentials and security won't let her in. Hey, John Travolta, can you go let Joni Mitchell in?
Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in. Mm-hmm. Gonna let her in my life.
Now, I'm absolutely positive that everybody listening forgot that John Travolta had an album, didn't you? Joni Mitchell, I'm so glad you're safely on this side of the fence now. I thought you were going to be stuck on that other side of the fence forever.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now.
Yeah, okay. I think Wolfman Mike has moved on to another field. Wolfman Mike, anything exciting going on where you're at?
I hate to interrupt Awesome Augie because it sounds like you were getting really deep over there, but I'm over here at field number 6 of the 70s versus the 80s softball complex. Or at least I should say it used to be field 6. I see somebody took the liberty to spray paint it and graffiti it to change it to field 666. I wonder who that could have been. I'm over here to see hair metal play pop stars softball team, and there's a lot of huge developments here. For instance, hair metal's manager, Dee Snider, is very upset. Dee Snider, if I can have a word with you. Now, I see your starting pitcher, Brett Michaels, was thrown out of the game by the umpire for getting too much hair gel on the ball. And then your relief pitcher, John Bon Jovi, was later thrown out of the game for getting too much hair mousse on the ball. And now I see that your next pitcher, Alice Cooper, was thrown out of the game for getting too much mascara on the ball. What do you think about that?
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
Oh boy, it looks like they're gonna be arguing for a while, so while we're waiting for that to all hash out, I'm going to go over to the pop stars dugout where the lead singer for the Flock of Seagulls was thrown out at home plate by 20 feet. That just cannot happen. I'm going to talk to the third base coach, Diana Ross. Diana Ross, you were the third base coach on that play. What did you tell Flock of Seagulls guy when he was rounding third base? So Flock of Seagulls guy, and I should tell everybody your name is Mike Score, which is ironic because that's exactly what you didn't do. You didn't score. Why did you keep running through the stop sign there? Can you tell me what you were thinking there? I mean, maybe you couldn't see because your hair was flopping in front of your eyes. I mean, tell me, what were you thinking there?
I'm so far away. I just run. I run.
yeah, I mean, I guess it's obvious she just kept running, but never mind. Do you want to fix your hair? I think you have helmet hair. It's all mussed up. Can we just fix it? Well, that's how it normally is. Okay. And why are you sticking that Polaroid camera in my face? We're going to take a group photo of everybody as soon as the game's over. Huh, and I couldn't have been the only one there that thought the Flock of Seagulls was a one-hit wonder. Actually, we didn't decide about the photo. Def Leppard, you guys didn't vote yet. Are we taking a group photo at the end of the game or not? Okay, we'll get a photograph. And speaking of photograph, I wish we would have had a photograph of this one play. We had a rare triple play in this game. I'm going to go over to the scorekeeper right now and see how he scored this game. I'm with the official scorekeeper right now, and I just wanted to ask you, scorekeeper, I did not see that play. How did you score that triple play? So let's see. The center fielder made the first out, then almost every player touched it, and then the right fielder made the last out. That barely makes any sense. Wait a minute. Is the official scorekeeper's Tommy Two-Tone? Tommy Two-Tone, is that you? And wait, if anybody doesn't think that's a problem, I'll prove to you what a problem it is. Okay, Tommy, what was the pitcher's ERA? Okay, what was the batter's batting average? Okay, what was today's attendance? See, that's the problem with one-hit wonders right there. They're a lot of fun at first, and then they just kind of wear on you after a while. All right, let's return back to action as the game is starting back up again. And Ozzy Osbourne is in the batter's box. And boy, he looks like he's from England or something. And he's never held a softball bat before. He's got a very unorthodox batting style. I mean, it almost looks like he's trying to bite the head off the top of that bat. Okay, but now Ozzy Osbourne is the potential winning runner on third base. He got walked when he scared the pitcher, Donny Osmond, into walking him with his unorthodox batting stance. And then he advanced to third base when David Lee Roth easily grounded to the pitcher but avoided getting tagged by doing one of his famous backflip kicks in the base path. Now John Bon Jovi is trying to win the game by laying down a suicide bunt and trying to score Ozzy Osbourne from third base. John Bon Jovi, do you think that has a chance of working? We'll give it a shot. Oh, halfway there. Oh, give it all a prayer. Take my hand. Well, maybe I swear. Oh, give it all a prayer. Halfway there is right, as Ozzy Osbourne is halfway between third base and home. Ozzy, are you going to return to third base, or are you going to go for it? But the catcher, Billy Joe, is blocking the plate. It looks like we're heading for a collision at home plate. Billy Joe, watch out! The ball's coming home. I don't need you to worry for me, 'cause I'm all right. I don't want you to tell me it's time to come home. Ooh, ouch! And Billy Joe does put the tag on Ozzy Osbourne, but I don't think it was in time. Def Leppard is rushing out of the dugout to celebrate. Hey, Def Leppard, do you think that tag was in time? Too late. Too late. Too late. Too late. But for some reason, the umpire calls Ozzy Osbourne out. The umpire, it should be noted, is Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder, how did you miss that call? What's wrong with you? Are you blah, blah, blah? I mean, do you have a really poor sense of judgment? Now the Hair Metals manager, Dee Snider, is storming out of the dugout to argue this call. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. Oh, Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up right there for the first ever 70s versus the 80s softball tournament. I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, if you have any song ideas for me, just get in touch with me on my Facebook page. That's the 70s versus the 80s on Facebook. And just DM me your song suggestions, and if it makes it into the mix, you will get a shout-out at the show. Like, for instance, I'm going to give a shout-out to Brian Malika, who's a show contributor, but he was the one that gave me the idea for the Tommy Two-Tone extended version. So let me know how you're feeling. Do you like these crazy clip shows? Do you want more of them? Please let me know again on Facebook on the 70s versus the 80s podcast. DM me or message me and let me know. Until next time, this is Wolfman Mike and the 70s versus the 80s podcast. You know.